Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Ivan Meisner is our guest, folks. Ivan is a 13-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, the chairman and the founder of BNI Business Network International. He's the galactic guru of networking. Nobody's done more to bring business owners, business people together to share business tips and referrals than he has across the globe. We're talking about being able to connect with and network with people, not just do, in order to do business with them, folks, you've got to get them to talk to you. You've got to get them to trust you. You got to build a relationship with folks. And that's where the networking comes in and being able to get them to refer you, to trust you, to do business with you. Ivan, right?
Absolutely. The one woman I was talking to, the expert in China, Zhihang Hao, says that it's very important to save face, and part of that saving face is don't joke with Chinese business people, either at your own expense or particularly at their expense.
In other words, don't have humor.
Yeah, no, don't. You know how sometimes people can have sort of a self-deprecating humor,
right?
And they mean it to make themselves look a little more humble. Doesn't work.
It doesn't work in China or it doesn't work in Asia?
Particularly in China. I would say probably in several countries in Asia, but particularly in China. And talking to Zhihang, who's an expert in China and Hong Kong and Taiwan, that's particularly relevant in those areas.
So what you're saying is, it sounds to me like, is the Chinese take themselves more seriously maybe than we do?
I'm not sure I would go say that. I mean, there are some. Here's an example of where I thought that for a moment. One of the things that she said was that be careful of the kind of numbers you use. For example, if your company was formed in 1944, don't mention it when you're talking to people because the number four means death in their culture. Okay, so I looked at that.
That's ridiculous. I'm not trying to be the dirt ugly American, but that's ridiculous that you can't use a number.
That's what I thought too, Jim, but let's think about this for a second. How many tall, high-rise buildings have you been in that don't have a 13th floor in the U.S.?
All of them.
Yeah, and that's ridiculous. And so it's not just, you know, one culture that has some pretty weird
But that doesn't mean I don't let people use the word 13, the number 13.
No, but they stay away from it, the number 13.
No businesses were formed.
The 13th floor.
So you're saying no businesses were formed in 2004, right?
No, they may be performed in 2004, but you don't want to say that your business started in 2004.
Now, see, that's a little bit too much to have to keep up. That's a little bit too much to have to keep up with, Ivan.
Yeah, well, it gets worse.
Okay, go ahead.
There's a lot of other things. In talking to another business associate of mine, Ho Quang Minh, who's a Vietnamese business expert, you know, he recommends you always need to look formal when you're doing business in Asian countries. Don't dress casually, especially the first few times.
You have to have a dark suit and a tie on, right?
Yeah, you definitely need to have a suit and a tie. And the Westerners should be aware that sometimes Asian business people may talk less, but don't feel that they're not very driven. They may just not be comfortable speaking English, but sometimes Americans think that they're not.
Or they may be playing a little rope-a-dope, meaning if Americans will run their mouth, they'll tell me a bunch of stuff that I need to know, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So go ahead.
Over a meal.
Yeah.
But don't get right to the point. That's one of the things that Americans have a tendency to do, is to get right to the point. You know, hey, let's start talking business. And instead, they prefer to spend some time, get to know each other in a more social-like environment.
How much time?
Probably the better part of an hour, at least, before you start going into business. And my advice would be that when you're ready to start talking business, to say to them, well, I'm ready, you know, whenever you'd like to talk about this project, you just tell me. And then you put it in their court to let them kind of guide the direction,
right,
so that you don't push it.
Take a cue from them then, right?
Take the cue from them.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, all right.
So I talked to another expert, a friend of mine, Avril Au, in Thailand and Malaysia. And one of the things that she said, and I found this interesting, was that when you're doing business in Thailand, now I'm about to go to Thailand, so this was helpful for me. I had not been there. We have operations there. She said, don't expect to shake hands. Instead, people put their hands together palm to palm. And then they place them just in front of their face, close their mouth, and bow slightly. And it's acceptable for foreigners to do the same instead of shaking hands. And in Malaysia, a handshake is the official greeting. I've been to Malaysia several times.
Right.
You put your right hand on your heart again. After you shake hands, you put your right hand on your heart. And again, foreigners can do the same. And one of the things that she pointed out was that Westerners tend to have a really firm handshake.
Yeah.
And I can attest to this, but in Malaysia, it's generally softer. And she says this isn't a sign of weakness. It's simply a cultural norm that they tend to have a softer handshake. You know, in the U.S., we teach our kids, you know, firm
handshake. Do you think you've traveled widely over there? Do you think that they cut us some slack because we can't keep up with all those things?
I think they do. You know, as long as you are polite and professional,
and you learn. You do, if you do it once wrong, you know, try not to do it the second time, right?
That's correct. Yeah, try not to do it the second time. Make it clear that you recognize it.
BNI.com is the website, folks. Business Network International. Ivan Meisner and I will be right back. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.